This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. The Producers Cooperative Oil Mill in downtown Oklahoma City could be demolished as soon as this winter. Today on the Business Intelligence Report, I'm joined by Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming. Molly, Sooner Investment Realty is looking at the vacant oil mill site. This investment group primarily focuses on retail development. Is that what we're looking at here for this 37-acre site?
Sooner Investment doesn't have any specific plans yet. The first task is to work with the city and see really what works best for the land. You know, like I said, Sooner Investment is known for retail development. They did the Academy Sports and Hobby Lobby there in Midwest City. But Sooner Investment partner Bob Stearns is working with consultants on figuring out what is best for that site. So yes, there could be some retail, but there could also be multifamily and office buildings. A site plan is expected to be revealed in May. Stearns said very sternly, though, that he doesn't want to make another brick town. He doesn't want to do another, central business district. He wants to do something special at this site.
Well, this site does seem to be in a pretty ideal location. I mean, it's right there at the intersection of two interstates. It's right by the river and by Bricktown, and the new park is going to be going in nearby.
Yeah, broker Don Hayes called this site a jewel, and rightfully so. Other mid-sized cities' downtowns are fully developed, so this is a pretty big opportunity. It's the last remaining piece, so there's a lot that could be done here. I mean, how often do you get to shape the skyline in a mid-sized city?
Now, the Producers Cooperative still owns this site. Are they looking to sell it or to lease it?
It is for sale. That's what Don Hayes said the other day. He's got it listed for $65 million. Once again, it's a 37 acres. But there could be ground leases, meaning that somebody could lease the land but not actually buy it.
Now, the Producers Co-op filed an application to demolish the buildings there, and environmental assessments have already been conducted. I mean, this is obviously, it's an old industrial site. Will there be any need for any environmental remediation?
According to Producers Co-op President Austin Rose, the site doesn't have any major environmental issues. I did read something about another developer's look at the site, and his thoughts were a little different. But Austin said in a statement to us the other day that there wasn't anything really dramatic about the environmental problems there.
Now, this isn't the first time that we've heard about plans for this location, because not that long ago, Bob Funk Jr. and a group of investors was considering this spot for a Major League Soccer stadium. What happened there?
Bob was really hanging his hat on this development being a private-public partnership. We've seen that happen in other cities. Kansas City, for example, that was a private-public partnership to build their soccer stadium. And in Oklahoma City, Bob's plan for a private-public didn't come to fruition. The city isn't going forward with more maps work, and the bond project list, which people will vote on in September, that did not include money for the soccer stadium.
So is this the end of the story for a Major League Soccer stadium in Oklahoma City, or are there other options?
I think Bob's number one goal right now is to get a soccer-specific stadium built. The United Soccer League, the USL, that's the league in which the Energy plays, they want all of their teams to be in a soccer-specific stadium by 2020. Taft Stadium is 3 yards short of the United States Soccer Federation standards, and I know that Bob has been in talk with the Wheeler District to get in that area, on the south side of the river, which would put it close to South Oklahoma City.
So the Oklahoma City Energy is now ranked just one division lower than Major League Soccer. MLS is planning to expand to 4 more cities, but Bob Funk didn't apply for the Energy to be in this round of expansion. What's his plan to bring MLS to Oklahoma City at this point?
Bob has a 9-year timeline to get an MLS team. He has said before that he thinks the MLS will add more teams by the time he wants to apply. But MLS has several things it looks for, including 2 key items, which are attendance and a good television market. The Energy brings about 4,400 people to their games. Other USL teams get at least 6,000, with Cincinnati getting 20,000 people on average per game.
We've been talking today about development and downtown Oklahoma City, and of course soccer, with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's been great chatting with you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org, and you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News. And, of course, you can find us on air in the Oklahoma City Metro at 105.7 and 106.3 FM.